It's about how I accidentally mangled a photocopier. It's a poem snappily called On Being Told My Poetry Was Found in a Broken Photocopier. And it's all true. I was late to give a talk. I was photocopying some poetry in the whole. It was one of these very complicated machines with hundreds of arms and winking lights, and I just put a little bit of poetry in at one end and sort of pressed a random button and hoped lots of poetry would come out the other end, but in fact it just ground to a halt. So I had to seize as much of the poetry as I could and run off and give this talk. And I was sneaking past the mangled machine to try and get my coat after the talk, and this arm shot out, you know, from the office and pointed at me. A woman's voice said, "Your poetry is jamming my machine." And I thought, that is such a good line. So anyway, we sort of sorted it out, and I apologised. But just as I was leaving, as she was kind of uncrumpling the stuff, you know, I noticed she'd stopped to read the poem. You see, so so I wrote this. It's a villanelle for you form spotters. My poetry is jamming your machine. It broke the photocopier. I'm to blame, with pictures copied from a world unseen. My poem is in the works, I'm on the scene, we free my verse, and I confess my shame, my poetry is jamming your machine. Though you berate me with what might have been, you stop to read the poem just the same. And pictures copied from a world unseen subvert the icons on your mental screen and open windows with a whispered name. My poetry is jamming your machine, for chosen words can change the things they mean and set the once familiar world aflame with pictures copied from a world unseen. The mental props give way on which you lean. The world you see will never be the same. My poetry is jamming your machine with pictures copied from a world unseen. So that's a sort of poetic credo. Now, the last time I saw Patrick, if he's... we have a mutual friend in the figure of beat poet and biographer Jerry Nicosia, who wrote a fantastic, I think the best biography of Kerouac, way better than the movie. Anyway, it's called Memory Babe. But this is the story of a reading I did with him in San Francisco, and it was amazing when he called me out there. He said, "When you get to the airport, you just have to take the rainbow bus." I thought, I can't believe it. All my dreams of San Francisco are going to come through. And it really was a bus with the rainbow on it. The only other thing you might want to know to get this is that the bus that the Grateful Dead used to drive on their tour, it was an old school bus which they painted psychedelic. And you know on the sort of front bit where it would give the destination, they just have the word further. So that kind of comes into this. Okay, this is called Cloud Hidden, and it's for Jerry Nicosia. I flew to San Francisco and took the rainbow bus further into otherness. Further into us, further into ecstasy, further into pain, further than those acid tests and all this acid rain. I climbed the stairs in city lights. I tried the poet's chair. My verses formed a golden gate that shimmered in midair. My verses hung a bridge between those Dharma days and mine, suspended between heaven and earth, tense in every line. Snyder breathes the mountain air where mountains walk alone. Ferlinghetti's breathing still, though Ginsberg is long gone. His chants are still vibrating, though, beyond his final bow. He howls a hipster's sanctus with the hidden angels now. And Cassidy is everywhere. Garcia's in my head. I'm grateful just to be alive, to hear the Grateful Dead. I read with Nicosia, read the faces in the streets. I beat these pavements with the man who chronicled the beats. We touch St. Peter and St. Paul, where Jack and Neil both prayed, and Dante's writing on the wall says all that can be said. Tonight we read in Berkeley, tomorrow in North Beach. We'll harmonise with mermaids, still singing each to each. The skyline writes an epitaph with every vapour trail as Jerry reads his elegies for every vet in jail. And after in Vesuvius, we'll drink a few for Jack while Tom says to fare forward and Van sings, "Take Me Back." I try to read the glimmer, the strange pearlescent light that graces San Francisco skies and presages the night, and find myself cloud hidden where rhythms never stop, cloud hidden with the poets on the foggy mountain top. So that's it's probably not the thing to say after that particular poem to say I've been having a weird series of flashbacks, but it's not a perfectly sensible recall. But for some reason, I'm kind of remembering, I mean, I'm now 54, about to turn 55, but for some reason, I'm getting a series of very vivid memories of when I was 18, 19. And one of the things I did when I was 19 was to have a long, slow ramble around Ireland. I was just in love with Ireland and the west coast of Ireland and Irish literature. And I went off on this long walk for about 3 months. And it was really weird because I'd been reading, among other things, I'd been reading these various books on Zen, as you did in those days. And there was a particular repeated line in one of these Zen books, which was, the map is not the reality. Which is actually very useful. I mean, obviously the map is not the reality. I think now you probably have to say, you know, your sat nav is not the landscape. You know? But I took that so literally that I really wanted to be in the place I was and not in somebody else's drawing or account of it, that I walked right around Ireland without a map at all. I just had the basic idea that if I kept the sea on my left, you know, I would get, which more or less worked. But anyway, this is a kind of flashback, vivid recall of the beginning of that whole journey, which started off in a little coffee shop before I stepped, so it was called Bewley's. It was a wonderful old coffee shop on Crafton Street. So it's just called Imbues. I look up, hands around my coffee cup, on Grafton Street, in Bewley's coffee shop. Blue Mountain, Java and Colombian. The labels are a journey on their own. Then the aroma as they're ground by hand. Beans broken open out of every land, separate savours float across this room of dark mahogany, to a softer bloom of stained glass windows, where I sit apart, warming my hands and waiting on my heart to call me to adventure. I have found my voice. Yeats in my pocket, backpack full of joys. I'm 19. It is 1977. And Dublin is the very gate of heaven. So, that's what it was like to be 19 then. I'll play you a couple of songs and we'll close with it. So I just have to do. This is called The Green Man, and it's about those wonderful faces you see carved up.
Flower and the power and the wickedest weed, and I plow your furrow with pleasure and
Train, which is just kind of playing in pubs and clubs in the UK. It doesn't, you know, keeps us in beer and guitar strings. But it's a funny thing, actually. You can go to pubs and you can hear just amazing music. It lifts you up, and you can go to big gigs and, you know, be kind of crushed at the back and feel remote. And, you know, it's kind of. So we've got a really good guitar player who plays this mangled old sort of golden top guitar. So I wrote this song for him, but really it's for him, but it's also about, it's about all of us. It's about doing that kind of thing in pubs and clubs and playing live music almost against the odds, you know, for nothing. So I ripped the opening riff of this off another dodgy bar band for the Reaper Band.
Well, he's not so young, but he's not so old. He don't look back to some age of gold. He said, find what you're looking for right here where you are. With your rock bottom heart and mind, golden top guitar. He says if life was a test, no one would pass. I got a few years left. Gonna kick some ass and gonna get you rocking. No matter who you are. Right above the fountain with my golden top guitar. Well, the finish is frazzled, the paint's worn thin. It's got a few dents where the sweat poured in. We've all got a story for every single scar. Let me tell you yours with my golden top guitar. You know there's people out there, they live like the dead. Drag themselves around like they was made out of lead. They ought to meet the alchemist rocking their local bar. Turning lead into gold, golden top. So come on in, man. I can just riff while you're coming. Well, he's been hurt, he's paid his dues, and he sure knows how to spit out the blues. He's got wisdom in his soul, he's got whiskey in the. He's got a song to heal you and his golden top guitar. Well, he's nothing to look at, he's nothing to see. He ain't gonna make it on MTV. And he knows too much to dream about being a star. But he can lift your heart with his golden top guitar. Well, he's not so young, but he's not so old. And he don't look back to some age of gold. He said, find what you're looking for right here, where you are. With your rock bottom heart and mind, golden top guitar. With your rock bottom heart and mind, golden top guitar. With your rock bottom heart and mind.
So this is called A Pantoum for the Rain Man, and it's playing basically a lot, and I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan, and One, I was listening to Bob Dylan in the rain one time. Well, I wasn't actually in the rain. The rain was falling outside. I was watching the rain fall and listening to Bob Dylan, as you do. And suddenly became aware of how much rain there is in his songs. How often it's raining. And they have these very strange phrases like, standing inside the rain. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it, which is great. Just his kind of take on Elliot's handful of dust. Anyway, so I kind of wove this pantoum partly out of memories of Dylan singing about rain and partly out of life. So it's called A Pantoum for the Rain Man. We heard him singing, is your love in vain? But one too many mornings held us fast. And so we stood inside the rain, buckets of it, buckets filling fast. But one too many mornings held us fast. And when you cried, your tears were like rain, buckets of it, buckets filling fast. But I cried like a fire in the sun. And when you cried, your tears were like rain. The rain man gave the two of us two cures. But I cried like a fire in the sun. Your tears drowned mine, and mine were burning yours. The rain man gave the two of us two cures. So we became each other's antidote. Your tears drowned mine, and mine were burning yours. Two drunken lovers in a drunken boat. So we became each other's antidote when we made love and then made love again. Two drunken lovers in a drunken boat, expecting death or else expecting rain. When we made love and then made love again, that Easter tide in Juarez in the rain, expecting death but drinking in the rain. We heard him singing, is your love in vain? Thank you.